Boston's Longshoremen. The main image on the sign shows a large group of men gathered at Commonwealth Pier in 1935, hoping to be hired to load and offload ships on Boston wharves. The men are wearing heavy coats, jackets, and scally caps. Most stand huddled, as if they are cold. In front of them, on a slightly elevated platform, is a foreman called a walking boss, whose job it was to hire gangs of about 21 men. This process was known as a shape-up. Getting work depended on knowing the foreman, who typically chose men from his own ethnic background. It was very hard for a newcomer to break in. For decades, Boston wharves, like Commonwealth Pier, swarmed with longshoremen loading and unloading ships. They were hired by shipowners from along the shore, especially after the 1840s, when sailing vessels whose large crews handled their own cargo gave way to steamships with smaller crews. Cargoes ranged from bulk freight to passengers' luggage. It was backbreaking, dangerous, dirty work. Longshoremen waited near the docks or in saloons used as hiring halls, never knowing when a ship might arrive or at which wharf. Novelist Theodore Dreiser wrote, "You see them in sun or rain, on hot days or cold ones, waiting." Hired for one ship at a time, longshoremen had no guarantees of steady work and were often poor despite their key role in Boston's economy. This led to the formation of the Boston Longshoremen's Provident Union in 1847, the first longshoremen's union in the United States. By the 1970s, massive container ships were transporting most sea freight. Ship-to-shore cranes replaced workers on the docks, and far fewer longshoremen were needed. There are three small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first is a photograph that shows men pushing heavy wooden crates of shredded coconut on dollies away from a large ship rising behind them. Longshoremen worked in well-organized gangs to get freight on and off ships efficiently. Shifts lasting 20 to 30 hours could begin and end at any time, with short breaks only for meals. Longshoremen worked under the unrelenting pressure that the ship must sail on time. The center image shows two longshoremen guiding several heavy sacks that are being lowered in a rope sling from a ship to the pier. The amount of weight allowed in a sling load like this was a contentious issue. Steamship agents wanted larger weights to speed cargo handling. Longshoremen, citing safety concerns, demanded a top limit of 1,000 pounds. That dispute led to a 9-week strike in 1931. The governor of Massachusetts brought in black laborers as strikebreakers, inflaming racial tensions among the then all-white longshoremen's union. The photo on the right looks down into the open hold of a ship. A dozen large crates can be seen on a pallet being readied to be lifted out of the hold. Longshoremen were assigned to the hold, the deck, or the dock. Working in the hold, one longshoreman recalled, was the dogs. That was the worst. Cold in the wintertime, hot in the summer. They thought the men in the hold was the lowest. The last element on the lower panel of the sign is a quote from Raymond Flynn, who served as Boston's mayor from 1984 to 1993. His father was a longshoreman. In a 2011 interview published in The Irish Echo, Flynn stated, "Growing up in a dock worker's family, I witnessed firsthand the struggles and challenges that union longshoremen in our country had to endure. They had to fight powerful shipping executives for dignity and respect, and the mob bosses who wanted to control the union in the port of Boston."